Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Gajraya Ceramics Limited Q2 FY23 conference call hosted by InCred Equities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there'll be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rahul Agarwal from InCred Equities. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Mike, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Season's greetings to everybody at Gajraya and to everybody on the call today. We welcome you to the discussion call for Gajraya Ceramics Limited's second quarter FY23 results. We have with us the promoters and the senior management of the company, led by Mr. Ashok Gajraya, the Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Chetan and Mr. Rishi Gajraya, Joint Managing Directors, and Mr. Sanjeev Agarwal, Chief Financial Officer. We would like to thank the management and the investor relations team at Gajraya for giving us this opportunity to hold the call. I now hand over to Ashokji to start the proceedings, and we'll take questions after that from participants. Over to you, Ashokji.
Thank you, Rahul. Very good evening to everyone. It gives me great pleasure to welcome you to the quarter two FY23 and second half FY23 earnings conference call of Gajraya Ceramics Limited. Joining me on this conference call are my son, Chetan and Rishi, our CFO, Sanjeev, and Pallavi Bhalla from investor relations. The second quarter saw flattish volume growth, but a decent revenue growth of 11%. Considering the inflationary environment and softening in demand which impacted our sales volume in second quarter. I can say that the second quarter was one of the toughest quarter in terms of subdued demand scenario and disruptions in natural gas supply, followed by unprecedented increase in cost of gas. This dampened our margins in quarter two FY23, as we were only able to take a 2% price hike each in the month of May and September 2022. Now one can say that the worst seems to be over as far as gas is concerned. I believe that margins have hit its low and are expected to improve hereon, mainly due to relaxation in the gas price. Also, we have started using alternate fuel, that is LPG, from the months of November onwards at our Srikalahasti, Morbi and Jaipur plants, which will further help in reducing the fuel cost going forward. The industry may witness gradual demand pickup post-festive season, adoption of work from home models in the IT and services sectors. Increased aspirations are giving good growth in the housing sector across cities. Strong consumer confidence is also being witnessed, including in home buying, in an inflationary and yet stable domestic and economic environment. Steadiness of our company is being witnessed in the form of our economy is being witnessed in the form of consistent GST collections of over rupees 1.4 lakh crores for the past eight consecutive months, with rupees 1.5 lakh crore crossed in the month of October for the second time since inception of GST. However, persistent high inflation and RBI's interest rate increase to combat the same is a matter of concern going forward. Export momentum has improved in Morbi after being impacted for a couple of months, and we anticipate that the export will touch rupees 18,000 crores in fiscal year 2022-23. Now for this quarter's financial performance. In quarter two FY23, consolidated revenue from operations increased by 11% year-on-year to 1,078 crores from 974 crores rupees in quarter two FY22, mainly because of increase in realization and some change in product mix. Revenue from the bathware segment was flattish in quarter two to rupees 74 crores as compared to corresponding quarter previous year. Revenue from plywood segment grew by 17% from rupees 17 crores to 19 crores in quarter two. EBITDA margin for this quarter stood at 12.01% as compared to 18.54% in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. A sharp decline in margin was mainly because of the increase in gas cost by 70% from rupees 37 to 62 rupees per SCM and increase in advertisement cost by 40%. Consolidated PAT in quarter 2 FY23 is rupees 70 crores. As on 30th of September 22, working capital day has increased by 5 days to 62 days as compared to 57 days as of 30th of June 22, mainly due to reduction in creditors as well as liabilities and we hope by end of December it should be back to 57 days. Let me now quickly talk about our expansion plans. We are adding 3 million square meters bigger size GVT capacity at our existing plant Secunderabad at UP with a total investment of rupees 80 crores, which is expected to be commissioned by September 23. Also, we are setting up a manufacturing facility outside India in Nepal through joint venture. We plan to add 8 million square meters of GVT and ceramic tiles capacity with a total investment of 250 crores, out of which our share will be 125 crores, that is a 50% of the total project cost. The project cost is expected to be commissioned by March 24. With this, I take this opportunity of thanking you for joining us today. Over to you for Q&A, please.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and 1 on your touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Sonali Salgaonkar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is regarding the demand scenario right now. You did mention some softness. May we understand whether the softness is coming more from the urban or the rural? And secondly, what is the kind of inventory level in the channels currently?
See, two things are happening. The demand is not yet picked up. If you recall, July was very tough. September it slightly improved, but August, October also, because of holidays of Puja and Diwali, it is not as good as what it should be. We are looking forward for a better situation, but I can tell you that we have a very cautious approach as far as the demand is concerned right now. And when you ask the question whether it is urban or second tier or rural, I think all along it's the same scenario because people are still getting off the holidays, they are getting back to the system. So I think we'll wait and see that how things are.
Understood. So my second question is, and I missed some of your initial remarks, so sorry if I'm repeating, what is the average gas price that we saw in Q2 and what is it right now? And you also did mention the alternative fuel LPG. So what is the kind of pricing differential or gas cost differential between LPG and the natural gas?
See, the cost in quarter two was roughly about 61 rupees per SCM. In quarter three, with all the combinations right now, we are looking at around 55 rupees per SCM. LP, in our Jailpur plant, in our Morbi plants in Kalahasti, we are always using LPG, partly. Kalahasti is full LPG and some gas. Morbi will be again some LPG and some footprint. And Jailpur is very little of LPG right now and gas. So average price should come down to about 55. And LPG prices currently are at about 53 to 55 rupees per SCM, depending on where the location is.
Got it. So thirdly, on the price hike, you did mention 2% price hike in tiles. Is there any price hike we took in either bathware or sanitary ware?
Bathware, the price hike currently has not been taken because if you recall, last year, as far as the sanitary ware was concerned, the gas prices went up in Morbi on 4th of October, 1st of November. So major hike was on 1st of November. And then we took some price hike on 1st of April. But as far as bathware, the key component is brass. Brass prices have been slightly coming down. So there is no question of any price hike at this stage. The last price hike in brass was taken on 1st of May this year.
Got it. So and my last question, would you like to reiterate your guidance that you had been giving earlier on the volume and revenue of FY24 and any sense on the margins in Q3 and Q4? Thank you.
See, we will continue to put our efforts and looking at a scenario where we are close to 15% volume growth. But as I said, it's a cautious approach. We are seeing how the market is behaving. And we put our best efforts. That's all I can tell you today as far as the volumes are concerned. As far as margins are concerned, going forward, it will definitely be better than what you have seen in quarter two. And at least I would say 2 percentage points plus will be better, quarter three and quarter four. That means we should be 14% plus in quarter three and quarter four.
Got it, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. We have the next question on the line of Girish Chaudhary from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks. So firstly, if I look at the volumes, the absolute volumes, the last 5 quarters, the range is more or less 24 to 25 million square meters. And for any reason, as in...
Girish, please, please, please,
Is this better now, sir?
Yeah, better.
Yeah. So if I look at the volumes, right, the absolute volumes last 5 quarters, the range is more or less in the 24 to 25 million square meters. So it's stuck there. So any reasons? Is it to do with market share or market demand or any other constraint which is limiting this volumes? And also, when do you see this range moving higher?
Girish, your voice is not clear. Are you asking that the volume is in the range of 24 to 25 million square meters?
Yeah.
And are we gaining market share or how we are pushing the volume?
Why this range is more or less stuck? Is it to do more with market share or market demand is weak or any other constraint which is limiting this volume?
Girish, if you go off the speakerphone, your voice is actually pretty low right now. If you can come closer to the microphone.
Yeah. Is this better?
Yes.
Better. Much better.
Yeah. So, sir, I was just asking about this volume range of 24 to 25 million square meters. So, it's been stuck last 4 to 5 quarters. So, just the reasons for this. And when do you see this range moving up higher?
See, we can put our efforts and we are putting our best efforts. You know that in spite of Morbi taking a plant shutdown from 10th of August to 10th of September. If the market had been good, why would we take a shutdown? So, July August has been very, very tough. September has been slightly better. Again, October because of the festivities has been tough. And I said, we are putting our best efforts. You see, if we are close to getting, trying to do 15% volume, definitely it will be 25 plus every quarter, in the quarter 3 and quarter 4. That's all we can say at this stage. But I can't say that, no, I'll do it. That's the one thing we can't say at this stage. We put our best efforts, that's all I can tell you at this stage. And one of the big challenges, which was the gas price, has narrowed down. So that's a positive thing because quarter two, the gas was an issue. The price hike went up crazy. There was a gas cut. If you recall, at the last investor conference, I said I don't want to talk about anything because gas was a serious issue. But fortunately, that issue has subsided and you are getting gas and the prices are also slightly come down because of combination of gas and alternate fuel.
Got it. Sir, secondly, on the Nepal entry, if you could give some more rationale on why Nepal, any color on the market size and margin and return profile from this kit.
See, Nepal is positive for two reasons. Already there are exports of 500 crores from India. It's a market of about 25 million square meters per annum currently. And there is an import duty at Nepal on NN products because that's where the exports are there. It's in the range of almost 45%. And production there, once we do it, I think we'll be able to capture part of the market share. Currently, we are doing 25 crores of sales over there. And very shortly, we are meeting the government to talk about them, that how we can get the benefits, what kind of benefits we are giving. I think it should, or Nepal is just like putting a plant in Chennai or Bangalore, it is like Nepal is next door neighbor, so it should not be an issue on that front.
Okay. And any color on margin and return profile from this?
Margin will definitely be better because, you know, right now, as I said, there is a 45% import duty. And the prices, what I am selling at 50 rupees, the landed there after everything is 80 rupees. The difference is almost 30 rupees per square feet. So, whatever, if you produce locally, whatever benefit you will get much more than that.
So, my last question, this quarter we have seen other expenses, so that line item has seen a sharp inflation, 27% growth. Any reason for any one-offs there?
That is mainly because of advertisement.
Advertisement went up last 6 months. Advertisement was close to about 21 crores. And this first half, the advertisement has been to the extent of 50 crores. Last year, overall, we spent about 80 crores. This year, we are planning to spend about 100 crores.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Shrenik Jain from LIC AMC. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, first I wanted to understand that the JV realizations have fallen 22% quarter on quarter. So what is the key reason for this?
JV realization?
Have fallen by 22% quarter on quarter.
What do you mean by realization has fallen? The value?
The realization per SQM.
No. In Morbi also our plants were shut because, you know, Morbi a lot of plants were shut. Even that time, even our plant was shut. One of our lines was also shut.
No, the realization is from 330 rupees to 324. It's 1.5%.
Okay.
-1.74%, not what you're saying.
Okay, so can you just help me understand that gross margins have fallen by 300 bits quarter on quarter versus 1Q?
While
our power and fuel cost have reduced.
Only power and fuel. And some expenses more as advertisement front. Yeah.
Hello?
See, if you look at the scenario, the price increase has been, overall price impact has been close to about 10 to 11%. That's how we have been able to be there. Because if you compare quarter 2 last year to quarter 2 this year, the impact is close to 10% because of the price hike. Revenue has been 11% more. Volumes have been flat. So that means the price hike has been close to about 10 to 11. Whatever we took last year is there. Plus we took some price hike in May and September. September, of course, 1 month. But May price has been there. So overall impact has been close to 10 to 11%.
Okay, sir. And sir, if I'm reading the data correctly, the 2Q22 data for the production volume and revenue for own and JV has been revised. So could you throw some light on why the base data has been revised?
Which data are you talking about?
2Q22 tile production volume and revenues for own and JV. 2QFY22.
Yeah, it slightly got revised because of the change. The thing is, we have acquired South Asia right now. And earlier we used to outsource from South Asia, Ceramic Limited. Now it is a part of a subsidiary, joint venture. So one change is this and the rest is more or less same.
Okay, sure. Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question on the line of Onkar G from Shree Investments. Please go ahead.
As far as the gas problem is concerned, what are the long-term solutions you are taking so that this doesn't occur again? There is some replacement problem.
Mr. Onkar, your voice is not very clear. If you will go off the speakerphone and come closer to the headset.
Is it clear?
Yeah.
I was asking what is the long-term solution for this gas issue? What are the steps you are taking for that?
No. Long-term solution is gas. But short-term solution is a combination of various factors. Like we are using partly LPG. But you see, gas prices cannot sustain what it was for the year 22-23. The prices have to come down. And all indications are that going forward, starting from April next year, the prices will come down. So ultimate solution is gas. But right now, just to, you know, because gas is an issue right now, quantity is also an issue. So, do that. We have done a combination of gas and LPG.
Okay. As far as the real estate sales are concerned, they are quite buoyant. So, with the issue, what's the exact issue? Is it the inflation or, like, what is the exact issue?
Aapki line clear nahi hai. Can you be more clear in your voice?
Hello?
Haan ji, boli.
I was asking about the pressure you are seeing on the margin. Is it only because of the gas issue or is there something else also? And as far as the demand is concerned, or there is something problematic in terms of demand also?
No. Two things you have to understand. One, you ask first the pressure on margins. Pressure on margin is strictly because of gas price. I have given you certain numbers that the impact of quarter two versus quarter two this year is something like 110 crores. So that's point number one. Number two, as far as the demand is concerned, I also said the demand has been very, very sluggish. July, August has been very tough. September slightly is, again October is because of festivities, it is tough. So we are having a cautious approach. We have assured about 15% volume growth. We are putting our best efforts to do it. But we can only put efforts. We can't see anything beyond that at this stage.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thanks a lot for the opportunity.
Good evening. Good evening.
Two questions from my end, sir. So firstly, just wanted to understand with you, how has been the product mix for us? Is it that, you know, we have sold a good amount of ceramic tiles versus a GVT this particular quarter? We can get some sense on quarter-on-quarter as product mix change. That would be really helpful.
Okay. Okay. So first question I answer you, as far as the volume mix is concerned, ceramics is 46%. Polish vitrified is 26% and GVT is 28%. As far as the revenue mix is concerned, ceramic is 40%, PVT is 27% and GVT is 33% for quarter two.
Sure, got that. And so this was, the same was how much in, let's say, last year, same quarter?
More or less, one.
38%
revenue last year of quarter two was 38% ceramics, 31% polish vitrified and 31% GVT.
Understood, sir. That was helpful. Thank you. And my second question is related to our CAPEX with this Nepal plant coming up and this new expansion which you're doing at Secunderabad. How much will be the revised CAPEX standing for this year as well as the coming 2 years?
CAPEX.
The total capex is 250 crores of Nepal.
Secunderabad
is 80 crores.
80
out of it, out of it, this year should be close to about 50 crores, and next year should be first half of next year will be about 30 crores.
Sure. And same thing with Nepal would be largely spent everything next year?
Nepal this year should be close to about 30 crores financial year, and next year should be 95 crores.
Understood, sir. Understood. And sir, when you mentioned Secunderabad large slab, so is it that we are adding those large slab tiles which we have recently launched in South and which are doing very well? Is my understanding correct, or is it just a larger
size? Yes, sir, this is Rishi Kajaria. You are absolutely right. The same, we are putting the same technology plant which we put in Kalahasti in May. That same technology we want to put in Secunderabad by next year. And we'll be the only plant in both South and North India to have this technology. All the other plants are only in the West of India, in Morbi. We'll be the only plants in South and North to have this technology.
Sure. And one more thing. So we are also basically outsourcing this large slab from the Western units for the other markets, right? Is my understanding correct?
No, we're not outsourcing the big slabs for the West, from Western market.
We thought so, but then we said let us have our own plant. Our own plant is
sufficing us for everywhere. We're not outsourcing the big slabs at all.
Not at all. Okay, understood. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And all the very best.
Thank you.
We have the next question from the line of Archer Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. You know, my question was, if we look at the gas cost, in the first quarter FY23, which is the previous quarter, it was 55. And you said for the second quarter, the blended cost is 62 rupees per SCM.
Right.
But if I look at the, rupees per square meter in terms of the power and fuel cost and the production volume, it seems to have gone down 16% QOQ. Can you help us understand this?
See, two things happened. Numbers you gave is absolutely correct. First quarter, the gas price was 55 rupees SCM. Second quarter was 62 rupees. Also, I said there was a gas cut. GAIL has cut gas to the extent of 20%. So there was a production cut also. So that also impacted. And going forward in the next quarter, that is the third quarter, be around same as quarter one, that is about 55 rupees with the combination of gas and LP.
Okay, so you mean basically you've substituted, because I don't see a significant impact on the production numbers. That means we've started using the alternate fuel in the second quarter itself?
Yeah, we have started using in third quarter, only from the month of November. Kalahasti started in the month of October, and Morbi and Gelpur in the month of will start in the month of November.
Okay, maybe I'll take it offline, but the second question I had, you know, with respect to gross margins, here gross margins I'm looking at basically the sales minus the RM cost. I see that the gross margins have come off by 480 bits QOQ, quarter over quarter. Is there anything to do with the product mix? Is it to do with any one-offs, anything to explain this gross margin reduction, sir?
No, please clarify. Which quarter to which quarter?
First quarter to second quarter, sir.
Okay, first quarter to second quarter.
Can you repeat your question, Achal?
So, if we look at the first quarter, the gross margin was 62.9%. I'm doing sales minus the RM cost, including closing stock, etc. adjustment. And that has come down to 58.1% in the second quarter.
Right.
Now, this could be possible if there was higher outsourcing, but if I look at the own mix, actually own plus JV, it is higher QOQ. So, can you help us understand this gross margin contraction, because that has driven the reduction in the EBITDA margins as well, while the fuel cost has come down?
The thing is, if you see it separately, then you have to separately see the revenue and the raw material cost. So if you take the revenue of only JV and your own manufacturing and subtract the raw material cost, there will be a decline. It's mainly because of the increase in raw material cost. But if you do a total revenue and then deduct only raw material, only the raw material used in own and JV, then the calculation number will be little heavy. So I'll suggest if you just go back and do it, you have the revenue data for own and JV as well, and then deduct only the raw material, you'll get the correct number.
I'm doing at a console level, Pallavi. So would that change anything? I'm looking at console numbers only when I'm talking about these numbers.
Yeah, it will change, because you see your outsourcing number has gone down from 6.4. I'm talking YOY, but outsourcing number has gone down. So,
It should lead to margin increase, because the costs pertaining to own manufacturing are coming below that raw material cost, right?
No.
The fuel cost and the
raw material cost has also gone up. If you see per square meter, we can take this separately,
sure. We'll do that. And just last question, if I may, with respect to bathware. In terms of the YOY growth, it is kind of flattish. The run rate in last 3-4 quarters has been between 70 to 80 crores. How do you see this, where are we
last
in terms
year,
of the SKU distribution, etc., the plans for next
year,
couple of
last
years?
Last year we did 275 crores, and this year we'll add up close to 370 crores. But in next two quarters, you will see a good turnaround.
Okay, so where we are talking about a 30-40% kind of a jump in the second half.
Yes.
And what is driving that, sir? There is sluggishness in the real estate, can you help us understand?
Overall, if you see, quarter two was sluggishness in all fronts. So things are becoming better. And as said, we will try to do whatever the numbers we are talking about.
Understood, sir. Cool. Thank you so much. And I'll come back in the queue for follow-up, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Amit Bhinde from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I wanted to understand that we have been increasing the capacity of VT on the own side. And also, in one of your notes to the account, you have mentioned that one of the subsidiary is also changing from ceramic PVT to GVT. So more and more conversion is happening towards GVT in owned and subsidiary. So would it mean that on the outsourcing side you would have ceramic more and the pricing trend and realization trend and the JV products would go down in the future and there would be a sharp increase on the owned and subsidiary realizations?
Your voice is not clear. Can you come again, Grace?
So my question was, you are adding capacity in GVT. One of the subsidiary is converting the PVT capacity to GVT. So is it that the strategy is changing towards pushing more ceramic towards JV plants and doing higher value products in the owned and manufacturing? So in, so does that imply that in future pricing rise in the owned and subsidiary would be higher and there would be a slowdown or a downtick in the prices in the JV realization? Hello? Hello?
This is the operator. Can you hear us at the management end?
There is no strategy as such. Right now what we are doing, we have been talking a long time for exports. So we are changing one of our unit, JV Kosa Ceramics at Morbi, from PVT to GVT to look at the export market. So that's the only thing which we are doing, nothing else is changing.
Right. So, got it. Thank you. That was my question.
Thank you. We have the next question on the line of Sujit Jain from ASK Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, if I were to look at your power cost as a percentage of sales, you know, coming at 25% and 70% jump in terms of, you know, your gas cost YOY, is that the reason? So that accounts for then close to 7% increase in the realization you should have done, but you ended up doing something like 10 or 11%. And to that extent, the drop in margins is mainly because of that the increased gas cost has not been, you've not been able to pass it on, basically.
Yeah.
That is the main reason, right?
Yeah.
That is one. And second thing is, typically you have added 12 to 13 million square meter every year in line with your aspiration of growing your volumes out at 13 to 15%.
Absolutely.
I just want to know, if FY23, how much you would have added? You would add.
FY23, we already 12 million already sometime in the middle of May. And we also will add some volume by outsourcing. That was the whole idea. So that's how the idea was, to add 15 million square meters roughly. And then we have now added South Asia, which is about 4.75 million square meters. And we have let go of one plant, Jax 1, which was about 2.4 million square meters, 3.1 million square meters.
So net addition would be 12 million square meter in FY23.
Net addition capacity wise will be, net addition will be about 13 million plus as far as FY23 is concerned, and some outsourcing which depends on how the situation is, because outsourcing is open. If the demand is right, you outsource. If the demand is not right, you less outsource.
And the 3 million already announced and the Nepal capacity will get commissioned in FY24. To that extent, you'll have 11 million square meter.
FY24 will be commissioned. You will get that benefit only 24-25.
That is okay, but I'm saying directionally you'll be adding similar capacity, 12 to 13 million square meter in FY24.
PG, we will try to do that. Let's see the situation. Situation on the ground is very tough. See, aspiration is one thing and to face the reality is also another. So we will balance that much I can assure you. The situation improves, we will definitely work on that.
Right, and to support this aspiration of, you know, eventually in the long run, 14-15% kind of a volume growth, what is the kind of distribution growth that you are envisaging and what is the kind of yield per distributor growth that you are envisaging to support this 15% kind
of
growth?
I think you missed out last time I said that in next 3 years, we'll add close to 400-450 dealers. And this year, we should be adding about 200 dealers across India. And next 2 years, every year, we should add about 125 dealers across India. So we are looking at a scenario where 450 dealers should be added in our basket in the next 3 years. Otherwise these volumes cannot come.
Can you repeat these numbers? I'm sorry.
what I said last time, I repeat again, that in the next 3 years, Kajaria should add 450 dealers across India. In the year 22-23, we will add 200 dealers. Year going forward, we should add a minimum of 125 every year for the next 2 years. And just for your information, we have already added 75 dealers in the first 6 months of this financial year.
And yield per dealer, is there something that you are working on?
The
yield per dealer.
What?
Return from dealer
is not the point. The point is, whenever you make a dealer, within 2 to 3 months or 4 months, you have to make good showrooms of this. See, once the showroom is made, his need is met. Because हमारे trade में जो बिकता है वो बिकता है. So the moment the showroom is made, right now he may be running a shop, he may be running a distribution network or somebody else. The moment the good showroom is made, his job is done. As far as he is concerned, his sale is secured. I give you a small example. Other day on 26th of September, I opened a showroom at Rewari, 12,000 square feet on one floor. Now can you imagine in a place like Rewari, which is a small area, somebody will make a 12,000 square feet showroom? If you see that showroom, you will not believe it is a tile showroom. It is better than a car showroom.
Right. And one last question, what is your current base of dealers?
1700 dealers across India. That was on 31st of March. We have added another 75 dealers in the first 6 months, and we should add at least another 125 to 140 dealers in the next 6 months.
Sure. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Keshav from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. I just want to understand, as per our market assessment, Kajaria took price hike in September while the industry has not taken a hike. So what was the idea behind that? And in terms of H1, how has Kajaria taken total price hike versus the industry?
हम प्राइस हाइक नहीं लेते तो आप पूछते हो प्राइस हाइक नहीं लिया आपने हम लेते हो तो आप बोलते हो इंडस्ट्री ने नहीं किया सी द गैस कॉस्ट हैव गॉन थ्रू द रूफ एज वी जस्ट सेड तो प्राइस हाइक तो हमको लेना ही पड़ेगा ऑफ कोर्स इट्स अ कैलकुलेटेड वन गोइंग वेरी ग्रेजुअली आई लेफ्ट टू अस वी शुड हैव टेकन मोर बट वी कांट बिकॉज ऑफ द मार्केट सिचुएशन एंड एज यू राइटली पुट इट इफ अदर्स हैव नॉट टेकन इट वी हैड नो चॉइस बिकॉज द कॉस्ट ऑफ गैस हैड गॉन अप एंड एज आई सेड सेकंड क्वार्टर इज वन ऑफ द टफेस्ट दैट वी हैव सीन ओवर अ पीरियड ऑफ टाइम where gas prices went up through the roof, gas was cut. So, you know, looking at that, that was done, and I am happy to tell you that all the price hike which has been taken since 1st of April 21 till date has been absorbed in the market.
Okay, understood. Sir, as you have only taken the price hike and now you have done 20% growth in H1, so you sort of need, you know, 10% growth in H2 to meet your guidance of 15%. So I think this is a fair assumption, like your volume guidance is intact, you might do 15% growth this year and also next year you will be doing 15%. As of now, no, nothing worry on this front.
And you see, first quarter last year, financial year was a COVID period. So if you look at the first quarter number and merge it with number two and say that no, I have done a good job, believe me, it's not a good job. Because July to September has been very, very tough. So we are having a cautious approach. We are putting our best efforts to achieve whatever we have assured. And I can sincerely tell you on behalf of the company and all our people, we will put our best efforts. But let's see how things shape up. It's a cautious approach that we are taking because we don't want to make any mistakes also. Not just for the heck of it that I have to meet certain norms. I think that's not necessary. As the market demands, I can assure you that we will fulfill the requirement of the market.
Okay. Understood. One last question from my side. So how is the channel inventory now?
Channel inventory, people are not keeping much. See, on an average, a dealer keeps about 30 to 40 days of inventory because of the range of products. Today, Kajaria by itself has almost 2,800 to 3,000 products. At least he has to keep almost 25-30% of that range to, you know, satisfy the customer. He doesn't keep more than that. But at least 500-600 to 700, depending on the dealer size, he has to keep that inventory.
Thank you. That's it from my side.
One minute. Please go ahead. Please go ahead.
The next question.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Couple of questions. Sir, first question is, can you give some details on the regional gas prices? Usually you do indicate on north, west and south. If you can help with those numbers, that would be great.
Regional gas. So for quarter 2 FY23, the north is roughly about 60 rupees an SCM. South is about 69 rupees an SCM. West is about 69 rupees and the cumulative is about 62 rupees per SCM. Am I clear?
Indicated that the LPG price was around 53 to 55. Now, if we look at the numbers what you have indicated, it is higher than the LPG price. So, sir, how should one understand our competitiveness versus, say, other players who are purely on LPG? Is that the right way to look at?
No, so LPG has just started. So, this impact will come in this quarter. Last quarter, we hardly had any impact. From this quarter, we should start getting the impact of LPG.
Sir, my question is, how should we look at our competitive positioning on the cost curve versus the peer set, which is entirely on LPG? So one can contest that the number of players who are on LPG are very few. Probably that number might increase by a few hundred units going forward, might not really impact us more. But if one had to look at it from a cost curve positioning, how should one understand this?
No, so we understand that, yeah, Modi has shifted a lot into propane, but we also taken up shutdown of the plants because they were not able to sell. And we are expensive, and as we go forward, our cost will go down as well. We are working on the alternate sources of fuel, and it will go down as we go along.
Okay, so we are betting on a higher consumption of LPG even for us, which will bring us at parity or make us as competitive as the peer set.
Now, that's one point temporarily, but as I said earlier in one of my points, that people are expecting by April, the gas prices will also come down.
Sure, that's very helpful. Sir, my second question is on export trends. If you could give some numbers on monthly exports out of Gujarat, I think that would be quite useful. And earlier you had given a number on full year basis. Would we still stand to that number of around 15,000-16,000 crores?
Yeah, so I think we still feel that yes, by end of financial year, Gujarat will export almost about 17,000-18,000 crores of material. And exports is going on pretty big from there.
That's useful. And sir, last question. We have been adding capacities. Can you indicate the amount of cost savings that we'll have probably from logistics or operational heads like employee cost, marketing? How should we look at that specific variable?
No manpower addition.
Yes, so we're not increasing any manpower in the company. And yeah, looking at how the numbers are, we'll also look at the advertisement costs very judiciously. We'll make sure that there's no any extra further costs, extra additional costs.
Right, sir. I was trying to quantify what sort of impact we will have. So we are very competitive given a good part of our additions are coming in. We are not adding any headcount. There might be an element of logistic cost savings given we are getting into Nepal. So just trying to quantify, is there a number that we are looking at, that we are targeting?
See, Nepal is completely separate, so don't attach that to it, but right now we can't quantify it. It's very difficult to quantify. As we go along, we'll definitely get an impact for sure.
Sure. Thank you so much for the answers. Wish you good luck.
Thank you. We have the next question on the line of Lavanya from UBS. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So most of my questions were answered, but I just wanted to check. So because of shift to propane LPG, usually this needs some additional capex for the plants. So as we are shifting a portion of our north and some plants, so did we have any visible any capex here?
Hi, this is Chetan Kajaria. So the capex is minimal. There's literally no capex in shifting from gas to propane.
We are using only LPG, right?
Using LPG currently.
Okay, so that would need only minimal capex, not
correct.
Much at all.
Correct.
Okay, got it. And on also on the bathware, can you help me with the capacity utilization at this point of time? And I understand that the new capacity which we are planning, that is likely to come in this month or next month. So what is our utilization at this point in quarter two?
Our utilization is almost about 85%. And the capacity expansion in faucet will be, it's a very small investment which we are doing, so that we are looking at the, it will to come by January. And the sanitary ware plant will only come by next year, by March 24. We're going to start working on it from January, and it's going to only come after 15 months.
Okay, got it. And I just missed the advertisement expense in this quarter and first half. Can you just help me with that number, please?
So in the first half, we spent roughly 50 crores in this financial year 22-23. And we're looking at a similar number going forward for the remaining 6 months.
Okay. So for the quarter two, this expense was?
The quarter two was 31 crore, quarter two.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
No, thank you. My question got answered. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Manish Mahawar from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yes, just in terms of a domestic market, what's our expectation for this FY23 growth or market size?
See, the market size should be roughly 21,000 crores for the year ending 22 and around 22,000 crores for the year ending 23.
Okay, so we are expecting around 5% growth for the domestic industry for this year, right? Around.
Right.
And we will grow around maybe, we are anyways guided for 15% volume growth. Definitely our revenue growth will be better than the volume growth, right, for this year.
Correct.
Okay, and in terms of the second quarter, I think so a couple of times you highlighted this, it was a really tough quarter in terms of July and September month. So just wanted to understand, and we are hoping for a better second half and recovery from November onwards, because October you already highlighted, I think because of festival there was slowdown. So what was the specific reason of this slowdown or a tough quarter in July and September, particularly in the second quarter?
See, as you know, the entire building sector had seen a slowdown. Cement results are with you. Heaven's results are with you. So I don't have to explain that much. It was a tough quarter. Demand was sluggish. And cost of everybody had gone up. In cement, cost of coal and fuel they were using went up. In our case, gas prices went up. So that was the scenario. Things are stabilizing, but as far as India is concerned. And going forward, everybody is positive. I think we should also look at a positive scenario.
Okay, and in terms of export, I think so you were already highlighted 17,000 to 18,000 crore for export this year, right? So any specific reason export should pick up or any particular geography where we are seeing the market is seeing a demand?
We are very competitive as a country. And
okay.
The biggest exporter was China, of course, because of its capacity. And as we all know, there is a lockdown because of COVID. Gas prices have went up over there. So today, India has become one of the key players as far as the export market is concerned. And first 6 months of this year, the exports has been close to about 7,500 crores. Next 6 months, we are looking at a scenario where it should be about close to about 10,500 crores. We are, as a country, we are very competitive, and that credit goes to Bombay because they are doing good exports from there. They are literally selling to almost 90 to 95 countries across the world.
Okay. All right. And there will be some benefit of Europe also, right? Europe, because higher energy cost has some impact. So that has also supporting the Indian export market.
You have said the right word. Europe will be a big market. You know, Europe was looking at, just for to share with everybody, Europe was looking at putting anti-dumping. The initial studies, they have put anti-dumping of only 10% on India, more or less, and 48% on Turkey. So that market will open up in a big way for India in the next month or so.
Okay, understood. And lastly, sir, just in terms of LPG, propane or gas, right? I think you already said our future is in terms of it's a gas, right? So LPG and propane are more of a temporary, in terms of a spread available. So that is a temporary opportunity for industry as such, right, sir?
Yeah, that's what I said. I also said that by April onwards, The gas companies are looking at a scenario. They're already talking about it, that by April, the gas prices should come down. If they come down, then you don't require LPG, you don't require propane. This is all the stopgap arrangement, which you have no choice right now. Yeah.
Oh, understood, sir. Thanks and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Harsh Pathak from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Hi, good evening and thanks for the opportunity. I wanted to understand with regards to our Nepal expansion, how well would we secured on the raw material availability and gas supply arrangement? If you can throw some light there, please.
So there's already a plant running in Nepal. We're not the first one to experiment. So raw material is already there in abundance. Plus, we will also experiment partly in abundance, partly being imported from India. And what was the second question?
Yeah, and the gas supply availability.
The fuel out there will be coal. What will be using?
Okay, and since we would be importing some material from India, so any import duty we face on the raw materials?
Yeah. Some, there is some import duty on the raw material also. That is why the cost is high in imports, and that will get a benefit of producing locally.
Okay, sure. No, I was more asking on the from the raw materials front.
Yeah, there will be some duty, but we will talk to the government and see what benefit we can get out of that.
But the duty is not that very big. It's not very big. It's not very huge. Marginal duty.
Sure. And any plans to cater to the northern or the northeastern markets from this plant? Any free trade agreements that we would enjoy?
We will try to sell the Nepal production in Nepal itself. In Kathmandu is a big market. We'll try to sell the entire production there itself.
Okay, sir. So these are my questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Rahul Agarwal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Sir, one question on the background of the joint venture partner there in Nepal. You know, how is the group balance sheet strength? I mean, what do they do and, you know, how comfortable are you doing business with them?
So we have done all the background check on them. It's a solid group. They also own cement companies. They're also involved in, it's a big group, and we've done all the due diligence and we are comfortable with the group. We have only done everything after doing the due diligence of the group.
Okay, and secondly, on the non-tile business, generally bathware and plywood, the EBIT there is pretty low, is almost zero. Any particular reasons, or the growth in sanitary ware being flat, is that the only reason there?
Yeah, because of the growth in the sanitary ware is flat, that's why the EBITDA margin is very less. And as the volume increases, this division has made good numbers earlier. As the volumes increase, the numbers will definitely come.
So the ad expenses were also high for that division as well, is it?
A little bit, not that high, a little bit high. But we need to build the brand, otherwise, to grow at about 30% year on year, we need to have a little bit of branding so that the people have confidence in buying Kerovit as a product.
Sure, and lastly, on the revenue breakdown given in the investor presentation, I saw adhesive revenue added of 10 crores for the quarter and about 17 crores second half. Anything major we are doing here, or is just going to be a small number going forward?
Adhesive we were doing. Now, adhesive we want to go gradually in a positive manner, because the bigger the tiles, they use adhesive instead of cement.
So, we are looking at taking this vertical seriously and hiring senior people from the industry. Last year we did, this year we are targeting around 50 crores of turnover in adhesive division. And next year we should also grow in a similar high exponential growth in this vertical.
This is purely restricted to adhesives used for tiles, is it? Or is there anything else?
There are some cleaners also, but it's mainly for tiles. Grouts and adhesives.
Okay. All right, cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. Okay. We have the next question from the line of Amit Dinde from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I just wanted to understand what is the optimal level of blending that you can do on LPG and gas that you've been using right now.
The line is not clear. Can you please? You're not audible. Can't hear you properly.
So can you hear me now? Is it better?
Yeah.
Mr. Bindi, we request you to kindly come on the handset more instead of the speakerphone.
Sure. Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Is it better? Yeah. So I just wanted to understand what is the optimal level of blending that you can achieve with LPG, with the gas, and any plans for the 6 months, like 10% or 20%. How much blending would you be targeting?
It's still not clear.
We could understand your question.
How much percentage of blending of LPG are you looking at for the next 6 months?
No, no. See, right now what we are talking about, wherever we can fit in LPG, we'll fit in. LPG installation itself takes about 30 to 45 days. And whatever we are doing, I think it will be more or less finished by end of the financial year, 23. And looking at, as I kept on saying it, scenario says that by April next year, gas prices should come. So it's a very small thing that we are talking about right now.
All right, got it. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question on the line of Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Good evening. I have a few questions. First, on the demand front, see, second quarter, as you mentioned, has been a tough one, has been flattish, and even October has been a festive month. So, and second, if I look at export numbers so far, the momentum is still subdued, and even what we hear is plastic pipes companies talking about that because of the demand slowdown in U.S. market, the resin demand has come off. So, because U.S. is a big market for Indian tiles industry, and even Europe, where we are getting an advantage on the cost front for sure, but amid all this war and inflation, are you seeing that exports outlook may remain subdued, and you know that may impact the volume growth for the industry as a whole?
No, no, industry, as I said, US preferred one market. There are 90 to 95 countries where India is exporting, number one. Number two, you are, as a country, very, very competitive. Please make a note of that, and that is why the exports will pick up. And I am saying a figure of 18,000 crores for this year. Next year, this figure could go as high as 20, 25,000 crores. Because we as a country have become very competitive.
Okay. And domestic, what triggers you're looking at, sir, for healthy volume growth next, at least this financial year?
Market should start looking better. It's a normal growth. There are no triggers. No such word as trigger.
Okay. And second, on the Nepal expansion, I think earlier you mentioned this market size is around 25 million square meters, Nepal?
Yeah. Market is about 25 million square meters.
Okay, and like, would you be capturing a sizable market there? I mean, you would be targeting everything into Nepal, and by what time frame do you look at full 8 million MSM, 8 MSM sales in Nepal?
So yeah, the market size is about 25 million, which is growing, and we are putting our 8 million square meter plant. We do plan to capture a large share of the market, and we plan, right now the plan is to sell locally in Kathmandu only, Nepal only, as a country. So there's a lot of replacement of import and the Morbi material which is already going there. We, with our production there and without any duty impact, I think we'll be able to share, capture a large share, size of the market.
Okay, I mean 8 MSM production can be achieved over next two, I mean FY25, FY26 itself.
I think in the space of 2 years, we should be able to sell the entire 8 million square meters. First million maybe a little less.
Great.
By second year, we should definitely do the whole production. Sell the whole
last question, this LPG propane, what percentage of the total fuel mix, energy power mix would be coming through this propane in Q3 approximately? Any?
I think I have already answered that. The cumulative combination should be around 55 rupees.
Oh no, 55 rupees you mentioned, which is at a great 10% fall. No, I'm saying on a percentage of your total electricity, what portion should be?
Very hard to say at this moment. It will be close to about 15 to 18% only.
Okay. Okay. Great, sir. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was the last question. I would now like to hand it over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, Rahul. I think it was a good interaction, wonderful questions asked from the people. I thank you very much for them for participating in this. And on behalf of myself and my entire team, I thank you everything for organization. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of InCred Equities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.